and the Arvadite, and the Zemarite, and the Hamathite. And afterward were the families of the Canaanites spread abroad. And also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge. And afterward shall they come out with great substance. And say ye moreover, Behold, thy servant Jacob is behind us. For he said, I will appease him with the present that goeth before me, and afterward I will see his face. Peradventure he will accept of me. And afterward came out his brother, that had the scarlet thread upon his hand. And his name was called Zerah. And afterward Moses and Aaron went in and told Pharaoh, Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, Let my people go, that they may hold a feast unto me in the wilderness. And afterward all the children of Israel came nigh, and he gave them in commandment all that the Lord had spoken with him in Mount Sinai. And the priest shall offer the sin offering, and make an atonement for him that is to be cleansed from his uncleanness, and afterward he shall kill the burnt offering. Then the priest shall command that they empty the house, before the priest go into it to see the plague, that all that is in the house be not made unclean, and afterward the priest shall go in to see the house. And he that let go the goat for the scapegoat shall wash his clothes, and bathe his flesh in water, and afterward come into the camp. And he that burneth them shall wash his clothes, and bathe his flesh in water, and afterward he shall come into the camp. And when the sun is down, he shall be clean, and shall afterward eat of the holy things, because it is his food. Then the priest shall take an handful of the offering, even the memorial thereof, and burn it upon the altar, and afterward shall cause the woman to drink the water. And afterward the people removed from Hazeroth, and pitched in the wilderness of Paran. Then the priest shall wash his clothes, and he shall bathe his flesh in water, and afterward he shall come into the camp, and the priest shall be unclean until the even. Avenge the children of Israel of the Midianites. Afterward shalt thou be gathered unto thy people. And ye shall wash your clothes on the seventh day, and ye shall be clean, and afterward ye shall come into the camp, and the land be subdued before the Lord. Then afterward ye shall return, and be guiltless before the Lord, and before Israel. And this land shall be your possession before the Lord. The hands of the witnesses shall be first upon him to put him to death, and afterward the hands of all the people. So thou shalt put the evil away from among you. When thou gatherest the grapes of thy vineyard, thou shalt not glean it afterward. It shall be for the stranger, for the fatherless, and for the widow. And she said unto them, Get you to the mountain, lest the pursuers meet you, and hide yourselves there 3 days, until the pursuers be returned, and afterward may ye go your way. And afterward he read all the words of the law, the blessings and cursings according to all that is written in the book of the law. And afterward Joshua smote them, and slew them, and hanged them on 5 trees, and they were hanging upon the trees until the evening. I sent Moses also and Aaron, and I plagued Egypt according to that which I did among them, and afterward I brought you out. And afterward the children of Judah went down to fight against the Canaanites that dwelt in the mountain, and in the south and in the valley. And thou shalt hear what they say. And afterward shall thine hands be strengthened to go down unto the host. Then went he down with Phurah his servant unto the outside of the armed men that were in the host. And it came to pass afterward that he loved a woman in the valley of Sorek, whose name was Delilah. And it came to pass on the 4th day, when they arose early in the morning, that he rose up to depart. And the damsel's father said unto his son-in-law, Comfort thine heart with a morsel of bread, and afterward go your way. And it came to pass afterward that David's heart smote him, because he had cut off Saul's skirt. David also rose afterward, and went out of the cave, and cried after Saul, saying, My Lord, the king! And when Saul looked behind him, David stooped with his face to the earth, and bowed himself. And afterward, when David heard it, he said, I and my kingdom are guiltless before the Lord for ever from the blood of Abner the son of Ner. And afterward Hezron went in to the daughter of Machir the father of Gilead, whom he married when he was 80 years old, and she bare him Segub. And afterward they made ready for themselves and for the priests, because the priests, the sons of Aaron, were busied in offering of burnt offerings and the fat until night. Therefore the Levites prepared for themselves and for the priests, the sons of Aaron. And afterward offered the continual burnt offering, both of the new moons, and of all the set feasts of the Lord that were consecrated, and of every one that willingly offered a freewill offering unto the Lord. Afterward I came unto the house of Shemaiah the son of Deliah, the son of Mehetabeel, who was shut up. And he said, Let us meet together in the house of God within the temple, and let us shut the doors of the temple, for they will come to slay thee, yea, in the night will they come to slay thee. Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and afterward receive me to glory. And I will restore thy judges as at the first, and thy counselors as at the beginning. Afterward thou shalt be called the city of righteousness, the faithful city. Nevertheless, the dimness shall not be such as was in her vexation, when at the first he lightly afflicted the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, and afterward did more grievously afflict her by the way of the sea beyond Jordan, in Galilee of the nations. And afterward, saith the Lord, I will deliver Zedekiah king of Judah and his servants and the people, and such as are left in this city from the pestilence, from the sword, and from the famine, into the hand of Nebuchadrezzar king of Babylon, and into the hand of their enemies, and into the hand of those that seek their life. And he shall smite them with the edge of the sword. He shall not spare them, neither have pity nor have mercy. But afterward they turned, and caused the servants and the handmaids whom they had let go free, to return, and brought them into subjection for servants and for handmaids. I will deliver them into the hand of those that seek their lives, and into the hand of Nebuchadrezzar king of Babylon, and into the hand of his servants. And afterward it shall be inhabited, as in the days of old, saith the Lord. And afterward I will bring again the captivity of the children of Ammon, saith the Lord. Afterward he brought me to the temple, and measured the posts, 6 cubits broad on the one side, and 6 cubits broad on the other side, which was the breadth of the tabernacle. Afterward he brought me to the gate, even the gate that looketh toward the east. Afterward he brought me again unto the door of the house. And behold, waters issued out from under the threshold of the house eastward. For the forefront of the house stood toward the east, and the waters came down from under, from the right side of the house, at the south side of the altar. Afterward he measured 1,000, and it was a river that I could not pass over, for the waters were risen, waters to swim in, a river that could not be passed over. And I, Daniel, fainted, and was sick certain days. Afterward I rose up, and did the king's business. And I was astonished at the vision, but none understood it. Afterward shall the children of Israel return, and seek the Lord their God, and David their king, and shall fear the Lord and his goodness in the latter days. And it shall come to pass afterward, that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your old men shall dream dreams, your young men shall see visions. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungered. He answered and said, I will not. But afterward he repented and went. For John came unto you in the way of righteousness, and ye believed him not. But the publicans and the harlots believed him, and ye, when ye had seen it, repented not afterward, that ye might believe him. Afterward came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. And have no root in themselves, and so endure but for a time. Afterward, when affliction or persecution ariseth for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. Afterward he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat, and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. 40 days tempted of the devil. And in those days he did eat nothing. And when they were ended, he afterward hungered. And it came to pass afterward that he went throughout every city and village, preaching and showing the glad tidings of the kingdom of God. And the 12 were with him, and will not rather say unto him, Make ready wherewith I may sup, and gird thyself, and serve me, till I have eaten and drunken. And afterward thou shalt eat and drink. And he would not for a while. But afterward he said within himself, Though I fear not God, nor regard man, afterward Jesus findeth him in the temple, and said unto him, Behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto thee. And afterward they desired a king, and God gave unto them Saul, the son of Kish, a man of the tribe of Benjamin, by the space of 40 years. But every man in his own order, Christ the firstfruits, afterward they that are Christ at his coming. Howbeit that was not first which is spiritual, but that which is natural, and afterward that which is spiritual. For if Jesus had given them rest, then would he not afterward have spoken of another day. Now no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. For ye know how that afterward, when he would have inherited the blessing, he was rejected, for he found no place of repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears. I will, therefore, put you in remembrance, though ye once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believed not.